Oasis Audio presents The Yes Effect by Luis Bush with Darcy Wiley, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Foreword. As you picked up this book, you took the first step on a very rewarding pilgrimage. Maybe that was decision number 999 you made today. Thousands of times a day, we stand at the crossroads of saying yes or no to choices that come before us. Click here, buy this, support that. We're hyper-stressed from overpacked lives that cry out for us to stand ever vigilant, deciding what and how much we can say yes to and still maintain a balanced and purposeful life. In The Yes Effect, you will take a joyful journey into the lives of amazing people across the globe who have realized their potential and God's will by saying yes to the right things at the right time, for the right reasons. For some, the yes decision means simply their quiet, timely blessing of one other person who desperately needed their hug, prayer, encouragement, or rescue. For others, their yes moment has led to transformed communities, even nations. As you'll soon hear, a thoughtful, prayerful, and obedient yes leads to an adventurous, faith-stretching odyssey that culminates in joy. The world is blessed and the kingdom of God expands as faithful people say yes to those whispered invitations from God that may seem uncomfortable, impossible, illogical, too sacrificial, or even dangerous. A fearful or stubborn no to God leads to what if only, and shoulda, coulda, woulda regrets. But it's our choice to make. The great tragedy of saying no to God is that we'll never experience the unsurpassed joy of a divinely orchestrated achievement that could have been life-changing not only for us, but also for those He intended to bless through us, including those in following generations. Personally, I am deeply indebted to a powerful yes decision made by a young couple during World War II. Childhood sweethearts Ken and Marge grew up in a very missions-minded church in Denver and listened to many visiting missionaries from around the world. The tales from Africa, accompanied by show-and-tell python skins and scorpions in jars, always seemed to be the scariest. They prayed that youthful prayer, "Lord, please don't call me to be a missionary, but if you do, please, not to Africa." Ken was drafted into the Navy, and Marge, then his fiancée, went off to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago to study while he was gone. They were madly in love and had a life plan, which definitely did not involve missions. But during shore leave on a rickshaw ride through China's crowded streets, Ken suddenly sensed from the Lord, "Ken, I want you to be a fisher of men." The call was so clear that when he got back to his ship, he sat on his bunk and with a broken heart wrote to his sweetheart, "Marge, today in China, God unmistakably called me to be a missionary. I am so sorry. I know this means the end of our life together, but I must say yes. I must obey my Lord." He could have affixed the stamp with his tears. Meanwhile, that same day in Chicago, at a missions conference at Moody, Marge received the same message. On her dorm room bed, she wrote to her beloved Ken, "I must obey. I must say yes. I am so very sorry." And you probably guessed it. Their letters crossed in the mail between China and Chicago. God has a great sense of humor. Ken and Marge not only served as missionaries for 35 years, but spent many of those years in Africa. Ken and Marge, now with the Lord, are my parents, and I lived my childhood among the poor of a West African village. Long story short, my heart, soul, and character were shaped by that loving community, which led me to 40 years of service to children and the poor with the Ministry of Compassion International. I owe it all to a young couple's yes to God. By saying yes to God, we join the long procession of those who have gone before us, not only our parents and grandparents, but all the way back to those brothers and sisters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?